Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, Dre?
What's up,
Petty?
I'm only one person.
You what?
I'm only one person. You said first people.
No, I said what's going on, Petty.
Oh, none. I'm on my way home, riding down this road. That's why I need people to be on time. If I can't do this and drive. Yeah. I ain't being there right now. I don't feel good.
What's wrong with you?
I don't feel good. It was a bumpy day.
Yeah, I've been laughing at your post.
No, I'm talking about... Okay, so when I say it's been a bumpy day, it was turbulent today.
Oh, God. Speed bump clouds.
And I suffered from severe motion sickness. And it just wasn't a good day. It wasn't a good day yesterday either. So I've been feeling
yeah.
sick for the past 2 days. And so, yeah, I ain't in the mood for nobody's shit. Wow, somebody almost got put off the goddamn plane yesterday.
Damn, you throwing people out in the air?
Oh, man, I almost busted me and out over Atlanta. Sir, get out of here. I determined that people from Alabama are a special breed of stupid. So, yeah, it's a very special breed of stupid. And I didn't have no paper for that shit yesterday. And, yeah, feel good.
Wow.
I wasn't necessarily hungry. My stomach was just like, hey, bitch, we not doing this. You know, that's how I was feeling. So, yeah, anyway. We drink, we curse, we say inappropriate ass things. Like I said, we're waiting for Ron to come in and waiting. Keisha Taylor is still at work, so we're waiting for her to get off work and whatnot. And why are we slowing down? Because the police is on the other side of the road. Anyway, I wish I could have a drink at this point, but I'm driving. tonight, we're talking about life lessons, lessons that we learned when we were younger that we still carry with us to this day, no matter what they are. Some of them could be like, well, like for me, my grandma, God rest her sweet soul, was the best. She was just an old sophisticated lady. Don't play no games about how you walk out this house in these streets. Ain't play no games. She's not like my other grandma. My other grandma, now she would go out the house with her wig on and be looking a hot mess, and I'd be like, grandma, what's wrong with you? But my other grandma would be like, look, listen, you do not, and I mean you do not, walk out this house without the proper undergarments on, especially when you are going somewhere with purpose and reason, and you will not have them telling me that my grandbaby walked out this house without some type of life on her thighs and she is not jiggling. If you know me and you know me well enough to know that I don't like nothing to jiggle. I mean, it jiggles. But when I go out, it ain't jiggling in these streets. So my grandma made sure. She was like, no, ma'am. No, you're not going to do that. And then, you know, it was, you know, into wear slips and stuff. Because now people don't wear slips. But she was like, you got a slip on? I'm like, yes, grandma. I got on a slip. Okay. You got on a half slip or a whole slip? I would get questioned walking out the house. You got on your slip. We going to church today. You got on your slip. Like, you better not have walked out that house with a slip on. You going back in there, you're just going to put it on. It better be on right. You make you take right. Your whole dress off and put on the whole slip. You know, we're not doing no half slip today. Go put on the whole slip. Grandma, she's tripping. What's wrong with you? So if you ever seen, like, I definitely wear Spanx. Yeah, I've lost weight, but guess what? I definitely still wear a damn Spanx. Okay, you will not have my booty jiggling out here in these streets. And it's like, oh, well, why she ain't got her dimples taken care of? You know what I'm saying? Mm. You don't walk out this house without your hair done. You don't walk out here looking a mess. You don't do that. When you leave this house, you are well put together. Yes, you can wear sweatpants. Yes, you can wear T-shirts. But you will look well put together in those things because you're just not going to have me. You're not going to embarrass me out here in these streets. Why do you think my child don't walk out looking crazy? You will not embarrass me in these streets looking a mess. No, you won't. Care what you got on. You look put together at all times. You know, if my grandma could see some of this stuff these days is out here in these streets, little big wig when you make it. I don't know who raised such cat, you raised by wolves. What's the lesson, Jerry?
Oh my God,
what?
You're retarded, man. You ain't got no sense. One of the lessons that my pops always told me is to be a gentleman. Don't sit there and try to argue or put your hands on a woman. And it's like, it's a whole lot that he told me.
We got an hour and a half. Just kick one right now. Jesus Christ.
Well, basically, the not to touch a woman, not to put your hands on a woman, no matter how angry you is, no matter what the situation is. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's her fault, just walk away.
That's a good lesson. That's a good lesson.
Mm-hmm.
One of mine was always to keep your word. Don't be a person that you can't be trusted by your word. If you can't keep your word, don't keep nothing safe. So always be that person. They need some lights out here on this road tonight. What the hell? But yeah, and don't tell lies. Ain't no need to tell no lies. Like, just be honest. Most people will accept the truth when some shit before they will accept the lie. So keep your word and don't lie. And that's like a huge pet peeve for me, because that shit bothers me. If you don't keep your word to me, or I found out you done told me a motherfucking lie, it's a problem. It's a problem for me, because I ain't the type, I'm not going to sit there and lie to you, so why you going to sit there and lie to me?
Right.
I ain't got time for it. Now, sometimes you might not like what I say, or you might not like how I say it, but it ain't never going to be no shit. That's a guarantee. So, yeah, I definitely try to be a person of my word. I try my best. One thing I don't like to be is disappointed. If you give me your word on something and then you you be on some bullshit, you done disappointed me. Now, for me, the person that I am, with my sign, it's hard for me to come back from disappointment. I can't trust you. Your words don't mean shit to me. I'm sorry. They just don't. You can wrap them shits up in the prettiest wrapping paper, whatever you choose to do today. But guess what? I don't trust shit you say. You ain't about to hear something me to do. Why does it feel like this house is so damn dog tonight? Like what?
That's always, though. That one right there is a good one.
Yeah, and along with that, just be a good person. I mean, everybody has moments, but don't be who always trying to get over on somebody. Don't be the person that's always on some fuck shit. Be a good person. It's not hard to be a good person. It's not hard to be kind. It takes zero energy to do that shit. It takes none. Even though I feel like it takes all the energy in the world. It really don't. I definitely learned that our people limit is 200. 200 people on a day. That's how many people that I can come across and not feel like I'm going to choke the shit out of them. 200 people. Now, when I've reached that said limit, I don't know what happened. I think, and then what's so funny, it clicked. Like, it's not like, I'm like, okay, that's person number 200, right? It just automatically clicked. Like, oh, shit. Like, oh, I reached my limit. Like, I don't want, please stay in your lane. Like, I reached my limit on you people today. Reached it. Some, if 201 say anything to me, 201 is going to get cussed out. Because the other 200, they done tested everything in me for the day. And I've got it down to a science where that's 4 flights a day for me with a whole damn plane of 50 people. Mm. Anything over 4 flights, I don't even want to talk to nobody. No more. Nope. Don't sign me up for no 5th one today. You kiss my ass. I'm not doing it. That's how I knew yesterday. I had reached my limit. Number 200 came in. I was like, you know what? I'm sick of your shit. I'm not going to be. Go sit down. Like, literally, that's what it was. Go sit down. So, yeah, I have a people limit. It's not a life lesson, but listen, you should. You know what is life lesson? You should know your limits when it comes to people. You should know it.
Right.
You know, like, if you say, like, okay, I can deal with X amount of people today. I can deal with shit, click. But like, I'm at my limit. Turn around, go sit down. And it's a possibility that I might not even meet 200 people. It could be that one person has pushed my limits today, like 5 or 6 people. Right?
Damn.
So now
right.
I can only deal with 190 people. Because number 150 decided they wanted to have 10 motherfucking personalities to get on my goddamn nerves today. Know your people limit. That's it right now. Still in my way. I'm telling you. Stop trying to get home fast.
And then you got to sit there and greet everybody when they getting on that plane, too. Hey,
yeah.
Hello. How are you? Hey, hello. How are you?
Yeah.
And that's
uh-huh.
Good. God.
Yeah. And then you always got that one. Okay. So, while we're here talking about my day started off fine yesterday when I was in the hotel getting ready. I was, you know, listening to my music. I done sold some drugs and praise the Lord. I was good, right? And so
right.
I get on the plane. I'm doing my little demo, and this man stops me in the middle of my demonstration. I'm working. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the important part. You should not be paying attention to nothing else other than me doing this demo and you being safe, right?
Right.
Today is a great day to mind your business. That was on the first flight of the day.
So he seen your tattoo?
He saw my tattoo on my wrist because my sleeve lifted up when I was undoing the seatbelt during the demo.
Oh, he was being fucking nosy.
That is it's a great day to mind your business. They paid you. And the lady that was beside him and the other lady that was on the other side of the aisle kind of looked at me, and I said, let me walk away. I said, because if I continue to say anything, I'm going to put his ass off my plane. Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's why yesterday's reminder was, mind the business that pays you.
He must have been looking super hard.
Exactly. What you should be paying attention to is me opening and closing this seatbelt. You should not be paying attention to anything else that I'm doing but other than opening and closing this seatbelt.
And closing it? What the fuck?
I said, and then I was like, can you stop me in the middle of my demo for this? Yo. Then, when he's getting off the plane, he tried to act like he was my best friend. So, get your ass off my phone. Get off my plane right now. At that point, I should have known that that day was going to be fuck shit. I should have known. I absolutely, positively should have known that this day was going to be some fuck shit, and I was going to have to cuss somebody's granddaddy, grandmama, older adult out today.
That would have pissed me off. I was like, what the fuck? You
nigga, are you fucking serious right now? Didn't I have to tell you to put your mask on? You better shut up to me. I don't come to your job and ask you nothing. Don't come to mine and worry about what I'm doing. Because the thing is this. If they had a problem with my tattoos, guess what I wouldn't have been? Hired.
At work.
I would not have been hired if these tattoos was a problem. I hate this part of this highway. But yeah. So, sir, sit down, shut up. Then here comes these motherfuckers from going into Alabama. I told this one man 5 times to put on your mask. From the time that we left that damn gate to the time that we took off. Sir, let me tell you something. We just sat in this long-ass line to get out here on this tarmac. I will call this doggone captain and I will flip this goddamn plane around if you don't put this doggone mask on your face. I feel like you're picking on me. I feel like you're being hard-headed.
Man.
Why I posted what I said. Now help me understand what part of You need to have your mask on during the whole entire flight. Do you not understand? So that I can be more clearer in my explanation to you when I'm giving out the instructions. What piece of it didn't you understand? Not hard. Not simple.
That's one thing I'm glad I did not experience on my flight.
Hey, Ron, welcome.
What's going on, good people?
So, next time I tell you to have your black ass on time, you have your black ass on time.
Nigga, I set my alarm. Next thing I know, I ain't hear no fucking alarm. Because my daughter came in the house and woke me the fuck up.
So what are we talking about? Life lessons. What are some life lessons that you have that you learned when you were younger that you have brought into your adult ass life?
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
I've already given a couple. Andre's given a couple. So, hey, you're signed in. You're working now.
Oh, no, it's break time.
No. You come in, you start work. Ain't break. Ain't no break. You should have ate breakfast on your way here. It's time to work.
Nah, but for real, but per the union, you know what I'm saying? You get a certain, you get a break.
You get a break and when
time.
You work. You ain't work. Just got here.
Says who?
You just clocked in. Nigga, what's up?
Hold on, I work.
I work today, too. Hard as hell for all
right, then. So we both need a break, then.
No. I'm trying to get home so I can just go to sleep. I don't even want no motherfucker. Just, I don't want to be off.
Man, I'm so fucking glad I ain't got to work in the morning. They give me 2 o'clock shit or something for the birds, bro.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
What's about life?
All right, here go
our
life lesson. You ready?
Uh-uh.
Whenever you got a question and you about to ask somebody, give it 5 fucking minutes and watch it question answer itself. Be patient, nigga. Calm the fuck down.
Okay.
Just give it a life lesson. Boom.
Be patient.
I tell it to my daughters all the time. Like, if you got a question, you want to ask me something, just shut up and wait 5 minutes. Usually the question gets answered by, you know what I'm saying, circumstances. But in case you don't, then ask. But wasn't give it that time first to see what happens. And if you was to ask them, 9 times out of 10, they don't have to fucking ask me. Answer becomes obvious.
Okay. And that can be taken in a lot of ways. They can be.
Right, like, leave me the fuck alone.
No, that's not what I was saying. What I was saying, like, when people are stupid and they want to be stupid and they don't pack their patience with them, like, yeah, don't be stupid. Just be patient. At some point, that answer is going to come because there's reasons for certain things, like, example, yesterday, Dallas got a lot of canceled flights. Everything was canceled going into Dallas because they had some really bad weather yesterday evening. So all the evening flights into Dallas were canceled. So instead of you jumping off of the deep end, you patiently wait for the people to explain what's going on because I promise you the answer is going to come. So be patient. And during that patience, be kind. Because, rewind. Oh, yeah. Okay, that's a good lesson. Why is so dark on this road tonight?
Oh, my God. Please, somebody go next.
Drago.
That I was taught, you can't trust every fucking body.
Then everybody ain't your friend. I definitely got that lesson when I was in. Why is it that's the lesson that they teach you in high, like for girls? That's the lesson that you learn in high school. Like, I remember my mom having this conversation.
Tom learned that shit in the damn in middle school.
That's the conversation I got when I got into high school with my mom. My mom was like, look, listen, okay, it's a different school. There's going to be different people from different places. Everybody is not going to be your friend. Also, your brother is a senior. It's not like your brother is not a handsome young man. Some girls are only going to want to be your friend to try to get to your brother. I was like, okay, noted. I'll keep that into the back of my mind. And doggone if one of them didn't do that. I was like, oh, okay. So you're trying to date my brother? Really? Bitch, if you don't about your business. So, yeah, I believe it. And you can't trust everybody.
Not at all.
No. Some people are not learning that shit even here as an adult. Everybody is not your friend. That's not your sis. That's not your bro. That's not your people. So however you want to chop that shit up and tell them that they're your friend, they're not your friend. They not. No. They was improperly raised. They don't know how to be a friend. And every time... Okay, so you're all in all three lanes. What the hell are you doing? Somebody's driving in front of me. Let me get out from behind these people. But yeah, these bitches, I don't know who raised them other than wolves and hyenas. So yeah. I don't run to with too many chicks. I don't do it. You know who my friends are. You see them. But some of these people who switch, like, that's my sis. That's my sis. Hey, sis. Hey, sis. Bitch, what you just talking about that bitch? The shit you just said about her, can you say that to her face? Because I'm the type of person, I'm going to go ahead and say, hey, look, friend, you gotten off to the left. Your wig too big, or that shit looks synthetic. I'm not going to let my friends go out here. That's my real friend. And she not out here looking stupid. Why are you not? That car almost hit me. Why are you not saying in your lane? You must be texting and driving. If it was the daytime, I would be able to see, but I can't see at nighttime, so therefore I'm trying to get home. But yeah, that's not your friend. I'm telling you right now, with my friendship, with my closest friends, my best friends, we doing double digits in these years. We've been friends for 20, 30 years. We ain't never had no problem. They ain't out here looking like who shot John White and Hawk Home. None of that. Please say, what is going on? I don't understand why these people are not staying in their lane. But, yeah. So, yeah, you can't trust everybody. And if you feel like, let's say, you married or whatever, if you feel like you can't leave your house and let your people stay at your house, if they hang out, like if you need to run to the grocery store, guess what? Not your people. You don't trust them. There's a level of trust that I have with my homegirls that no one can ever compare to. If I feel like you're trying to take my man, bitch, we're not friends.
Hmm.
But I guarantee you, if I find out anything else, bitch, that's your net. Ron, what's another one for you?
Nigga.
What? Nigga. Oh, Jesus Christ.
All right. So, one thing that I've really realized down here is that there's a lot more places that I get to, and I don't have phone service.
Okay.
I don't get able to, you know, dead spots, let's say that.
Uh-huh.
So what I found out is you definitely want to get your devices and make sure that they are fully connected. So the other day I'm at work and we get on all our mobile Wi-Fi and all that shit. And I'm in a bad spot, and I don't get no service. So what I was able to do, I was able to switch to my phone's mobile Wi-Fi spot, you know what I'm saying, and use that and work off of there. And I started realizing, depending on where I'm at, I can't always count on my mobile Wi-Fi. I got to count on my phone. So I say all that to say that. Make sure your devices are charged up. Me and my wife, yes, I didn't charge up my phone as much one day last week, and I'm ass out because I hit one of those spots where I didn't get no service, and phone died on me, and I was ass out. So I not only, here we go, keep it charged, but I also now keep my battery, my external charger.
Little portable charger.
Hey, keep it, man. Keep one of them shits and keep your shits charged up because you never know when you gonna need them. I needed them last week.
That's good. That was on one of our lists of things that we had to purchase.
I keep mine full, boy. I keep that bitch full.
Keep that joint full, and also if you got a little,
hell yeah,
business or something like that, go buy you one of them those automatic car jumpers. You know what I mean?
The
joint,
the what?
Yo, I just seen a series shit with one of them motherfuckers. He had the car.
Okay,
drill,
y'all are muffled, so that's why I'm like
car jack.
Now what?
Yeah,
I say what? Get you a what?
The hello? He said get you the he said get
you
the you automatic stuff.
Sounded like you are old
the,
lady.
Get
you a what? Get you a what? What you say? Huh?
Shut up.
Get you a what?
Because y'all are mumbling. It's like y'all been right into the phone.
Sounds like an old fucking lady. The lunch lady.
You are
what
old
you want?
Man.
You want the hamburger or you want the pizza? You want the what? You want the what?
But well, what did you say get?
Dre, I've been smoking. What did I say?
The automatic jumper cables.
Right.
You ain't gotta
there
have
you go.
You just like a pack, but they
right.
Jumper cables, and all you gotta do is just pull them out and just cut the thing on it and it'll start your car.
Exactly. So you said you seen one the other day?
Yo, it's I think I gotta find that link again, cause it was the jump. It's called the Jukebox, and it had with you know, the damn thing. It's like it's a car jack too, and it's like the wind up shit you gotta do. All you have to plug that bitch up, and it'll jack your car up by itself. And the game, it had a drill with it, or you could take the lug nuts off. It was all in one. And I was like, yo. That shit right there comes in handy. I need that.
Oh, nigga, did it come with a chauffeur, too?
Yeah. Should have. That motherfucker had everything. It had the jumper cable. It had the auto. When you put it up under your car to jack your shit up, you hit the damn power button, and that bitch will wind that motherfucker. And it'll basically lift your car up. It's like it's programmed to let you know when it lets the system know that the tire's off the ground. So you ain't got to get so high. That shit was dope as fuck.
Yeah.
You feel like I'm fucking in the fucking Stone Age. I ain't got that shit.
That's why I was like, yo, nigga. I said the same shit when I seen it. I was like, yeah, so like I'm in the fucking Stone Age. Like, damn, I'm so used to getting the damn digging for the jack out the car. Then you got to bend down and wind that motherfucker all the way up and shit. The little tool keeps slipping out the damn knots, and you can't twist that motherfucker. Like, this shit is a struggle. Now, all you got to do is plug that bitch up into the damn cigarette lighter, and that motherfucker jack up by itself. Nigga, I need that.
Why are you on your brakes on this road? You lost. Get out the way. The air pump thing that I have comes in handy.
Yeah.
I have this thing where I can plug it into my lighter, and I can pump up, like, if my tire is flat, I can pump up my tire. Actually, I had a flat tire a couple of weeks ago when I got back off one of my trips, and I had to do that because I knew that there was like a screw or something in my tire because the air pressure had been acting funny. So when I got back from my trip, I had a flat tire, so I pumped it up. I put air in the tire the next day. I went and got that sucker plugged.
Yeah, I got mine plugged, too, because I got a fucking screw in mine, son of a bitch.
Oh, okay.
Sounds
like
first
thought.
Yeah.
Let's see, what's another life lesson for me? Mind your business. We did talk about mind not business, but definitely mind your business. Mind your business, but don't have everybody in your business. Everybody should know what's going on in your life and your world. Hell, whole Facebook needs to learn that shit.
And what's the reason behind it?
You don't get involved in nobody else's stuff. That way you ain't in nobody else's mess. You know what I'm saying? They can't be like, well, such and such said or such and such did. No, so wasn't there. You know what I'm talking about? That ain't got nothing to do with me. My name is Bennett, and I ain't in it. I just don't get involved in that mess because that's how people keep stuff going, always not mind the business that is yours. Oh, what is this goddamn truck doing? This truck should be minding his own business on the highway. How about that? Because he's in the way. But, yeah. That's one thing, like, especially with my grandparents. My grandma, while I was speaking of her earlier, She didn't get involved in nobody else's mess. She didn't hear about my grandma being in nobody's business, nobody's person's business. She really didn't, like, when her friends called her, they really wouldn't be gossiping about something. like, you keep minding your business. If it don't pertain to you, let that shit slide. And I take that into anything like it work-wise, too. Because, you know, we all get some emails from work that it be real specific. And you be like, that ain't got shit to do with me. If it don't apply, let it fly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. I'm sorry, y'all, for yawning. Tired.
No worries.
Yeah, I just want to get home.
I got one.
Okay.
Life lesson. You are what the fuck you eat. So.
Say what?
You are what you eat.
You are what you eat. Okay.
Yes. So.
I think I know where this is going.
Yeah. So there was a time where I ate everything. And I had these levels out of whack and those levels out of whack, and I would weigh this X amount of pounds and whatever. And I changed diets and the way that the frequency of eating and, you know, just things like that. And I am much healthier. I even I took a nap because I was outside playing ball a little earlier, busting them young boys' ass.
The last time, you hurt yourself.
I didn't hurt myself. I was just acting like that. I'm a thespian. Wasn't hurt at all. Don't even act like
that.
Okay, all right. But seriously, like, your diet, the fuel that you put into your race car, you know what I'm saying, the ability to recover at nighttime because you have proper nutrients and your proper rest. You know what I mean? Those things are very important as we get older. So, you know what I'm saying, you are what you eat.
Yeah. You absolutely are.
Especially as we get older.
Yeah, you can definitely eat these fried foods every day, all day, every other moment. Yeah, people don't realize that we definitely need, fruits and vegetables. Not always. You don't necessarily have to eat beef every single time. You know what I'm saying? Like, have a balanced diet. You know what I mean? I get it. Yeah. Because if you continue to eat trash, you're going to taste like trash. And if it's going to be trash, yeah, y'all going to be trashy together.
I mean, even little things like it, these fucking, you know what I'm saying, fried foods gonna start clogging your arteries, your blood not gonna be able to flow as good, your blood stop flowing as good, you know what I'm saying? You ain't fucking the same.
Boom.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, everything has a residue, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, son, I want to be able to use this good dick God bless me with.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. How did I not know that this was gonna go left? Hey, it was gonna go.
He tear my nerves up. He made my spirit work. It wasn't Neil's God. Blame God.
What? Did you tell me to blame God?
Yes.
Is that what you said? No. I'm not doing that.
Yes.
I'm blaming you
because
it came out your mouth.
Hey.
It came out your mouth.
I didn't.
Say what?
Nothing next.
Right.
As we proceed.
To give you what you need. Oh, right.
Another one I learned, you can't really depend and trust family. Only some of them. Like, you got certain family members you trust and depend on, but some of them motherfuckers, you cannot trust them at all. They shady as shit. And it'd be the ones that you've been doing, like, that you was there. Like, they was in your presence all the fucking time. They be the lowest motherfuckers ever.
I have not experienced it with my family. Even though I know that people's families do that, I have not experienced that with mine. Now, I will say that I have experienced that too with my cousins' hoes, but other than that, no.
Why are you driving and trying to manipulate and do things on the phone? Come on, now you know better than that.
Because,
that's dangerous.
Because the person who normally helps me had to work late tonight, and I don't think you two Negroes have even taken any initiative to learn how to do this shit.
Whoa, that's not nice.
One of my lessons was that I may not say, I'm not about to tell you no lies, but you may not like some of the stuff that I say or how it may come out, but it's always going to be the truth. So now what? What was it?
Something being true does not mean that you can't also say a partial fact. In accordance with it. What do I mean?
A partial fact? So we're not okay. So omission of the truth is a lie.
And the truth is, you never at any point.
You can't volunteer. Like, you know that I'm driving. You know I'm
out
of work.
Right.
Like,
you're right. But the opposite side of volunteer is delegate. You can't delegate, nigga.
I delegated multiple times, and just so happens today, the person
never,
I usually delegated to,
never.
The person that
never.
I normally
delegate
stuff to.
I was never a delegate. Delegation.
you was a never a delegate.
Right. I was never
okay,
a fucking.
Okay, so next week.
I was never a Dalmatian.
So next week, you want to take the role?
Fuck about next week. Listen, I'm living in the present. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fucking failure. I don't fucking
raise
my hand.
It requires you to be 15 minutes early.
I'm a piece of shit. I don't fucking know how to do nothing. Me and Dre just pieces of shit. We the only ones that stand up and pee, so we ain't worth nothing. You got to just disrespect this, Dre?
I never said
that.
I
ain't fucking say
that. I never said
that.
I
ain't
never said
that. Oh, I see how motherfuckers feel. Okay.
Nigga,
okay,
as you know what my schedule goes like, you know what my schedule goes like. You know it's retarded.
Now, my schedule is the same way. I had to fucking sleep.
Negro, you are off Thursday through Saturday. Am
I
lying?
What? I didn't hear what you said. What days? What days did
you
say?
You're off Thursday. Aren't you off Thursday through Saturday?
What's your point?
Oh, okay. So you couldn't be like, well, you know, I know you're flying on Friday. It's gonna be late when you get in. You want me to start the show or nothing? Oh, okay.
I didn't know you was gonna be late. I didn't know that. I don't read.
Nigga, you
things.
But the
I'm
thing is this, Negro, is this. But this is the thing is this. The thing is this here. It requires you to be 15 minutes early. Are you gonna?
Right,
you were
that's
15
nothing.
Minutes late.
Hey, there you go,
Ron
Stone.
Ronald.
Oh, let me use the ALD. I'm done.
Feminine.
Life lesson. Whenever niggas say your whole fucking name, just stop talking.
Because they about to pull some shit out that you like, yo, listen, okay, I won't. And you are right.
I'm good.
Do men learn the lesson of when to, you know, like, I know, like, I will sit and I will have a conversation and we will have a come to an understanding, and there's really no right or wrong answer to it or to something. But do you all ever feel like y'all had to learn that, you know, if I'm going to be happy in this thing, I'm just going to have to let her be right, but even though she can be loud and wrong, or do you want, like, or do you try to be make a point like, hey, look, listen, what you're necessarily saying, it may not be the right thing, but there could be another perspective to it.
So I used to pick my fights and my battles based on which ones I could win. I started realizing I'm going to choose my battles and my fights depending on which ones last the longest. Because if this is going to be a long fight, I'm not even going to do it. You win. I'm sorry. I bow out gracefully. You know what I mean? I'm at the stage of my life where I don't have the energy, the time, the wherewithal, the anything for long extended fights with someone who I'm supposed to be in a relationship with. Whether that be a working relationship, you know what I mean? Whether that be a romantic relationship, whatever. I'm even doing it with my children. So, you know, you be right sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you could just, you know what I'm saying, bust them in the head and prove that you're right. But then that's going to make them feel away, and that's going to make them feel away for an extended period of time. I ain't got the time for that. You know what? You're right. Whatever. No. You're right. Aquaman does fly. No, you're right.
But then if it comes up again, you know, you're saying they're not necessarily right. There should have been a lesson in that. Like, you can't be loud and wrong.
No, you can. That's called being a dumb fuck.
Yeah, Lord.
I mean, hey. We all know them.
We all know them. We sure know them.
And you know what? I would even go so far as to say at some point we've all been that person.
Not the dumb fuck part, but I've been wrong. And I can admit to being wrong.
You've been loud and wrong before.
Try not to be loud and wrong. I got to pick one. I can't be loud and wrong. I just can be just wrong.
You stupid.
Just like you can't. Somebody once say you can't be fat and gay. You got to pick a struggle.
Right. You can't be ugly and stink.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got a big one.
That's not a combo that go together.
You got a nasty ass attitude and you ugly, bitch. Bitch.
Mm-hmm.
You understand the fifth I can read you for at this point? Now, I know your ugly ass ain't got no audacity.
Your pussy stink and you don't give good head? Oh, what the fuck are you here for?
Oh, Jesus Christ. So left. It went so far left just that quick.
I mean, if your monkey goes stink, at least let the head be crazy. You know what I mean? At the very least.
I can't.
I'm
weary.
My bad.
Listen, I can't take it right now. I'm weak. I'm way too weak to try to even allow myself to get involved in what you just said.
No, but I'm saying, though, you got it. No. Listen, man.
It's okay.
Listen,
okay, the equivalent of that is that you can't have no whack ass dick and you can't eat pussy, right? Okay, good.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. There's the equivalent. So now that we have gone down this road together, I won't let you walk down the road so far by yourself. You just go first.
Thank you. You're stupid. Man, I'm coming.
I'm coming. Coming the other way. You just go first. You just go. You start walking.
Before you know it, you'll see me right there on side of you.
I'll be right there beside you. I'm going to let me get my little walking. I'm going to briskly catch up to you. Life lesson as a girl, as a female. If we come to this place together, bitch, we leaving this place together. Ain't no leaving no bitches behind. No, you not, no. Come on, you get your ass in the car, too. I understand that you want to hang out with dudes. That's fine. Do that shit on your own time. When you determine that we came in this bitch together, we walking out this bitch together.
I hear that, but this nigga is in town just for the weekend, and this nigga got a motherfucking Bentley.
I
see y'all bitches
that,
later.
Friend.
Choon, she gone.
Okay. And then we're going to hear about your ass on the news come tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Your mama and your daddy
fucking,
have trusted me to be your friend.
You go here in the morning, it's stepdaddy season, and this bitch just fucking got pregnant from that nigga on the bench in the basketball team. She paid now.
Listen, I'm going to
be a party in the morning.
Anyway.
She went, girl, it was a movie. He came at me. I'm pregnant. Let's go shopping.
Good luck. Told your ass to come on here. But you no listen.
Like, girl, should I get $20,000 for the abortion, or should I just get child support?
Girl, if you don't take your dumb ass and go ahead and get whatever you need, because you don't need nobody to say, because you're making dumb ass life choices like this. And your friend. You not shouldn't be making.
I mean,
that
I don't know,
good.
Son. That could be called a lottery ticket. Also, you fucking.
See, you
know what I'm saying? You get pregnant by the right motherfucker.
That's
a lottery ticket.
I'm not about to look at nobody for no dollar sign. I'm not about to do it.
Why not?
I'm
you
not
look at your employer
it.
For dollar signs. The fuck's the difference?
Nigga, I also put in the work for that shit too. I'm not about to, cause you know what? Especially if it's a one night situation, you don't know that nigga. Get the fuck out of here. You don't know that nigga. You can lay with a nigga for 5 fucking years and not know that nigga.
Exactly. So oh, get
nah,
that
I'm
paper,
good.
Shorty.
I'm good. I don't want shit to do with that nigga.
All right. I hear that. No sense. Strong
I
black
can't travel.
Woman.
I
like
can't
it.
Travel with no little baby at this point. Cannot. Nope. And
you
won't.
Stupid.
No, nigga. Oh, you want a baby? If I have it, you keeping it.
This nigga
is
not
baby.
A mother, but a vessel. He is a vessel from now on.
And
if
nigga,
she come
I
through
told,
you, you
and
get
nigga, and nigga, I told you I ain't want that shit, so guess what? Now, unless it's my husband, that's a whole different story and conversation. But, no.
And B through details.
Hold on. Y'all, wait a second. I got to back up.
This nigga driving, backing up and shit. See what I'm saying? She's just reckless. She's just disrespectful and reckless. Because you're driving and fucking podcasting at the same time. That's not, it can't be safe.
Nigga, I'm done at 20 or something.
No, well then tell me about who the fuck didn't volunteer. You got this shit.
Nigga, if I wasn't so motherfucking
You like that, Dre? You like I did that? Like I did that, Dre?
You, nigga, if I wasn't so motherfucking tired on this goddamn day, and you. Not first. Damn it. Time to get out the car. Who's
that? Lord have mercy. Not a nigga fucking protective our viper. Stand back. The fuck out of here.
You stupid. Not protective our viper. What happened to you?
nigga. I don't know, but that ain't shit. That's like the same thing that happened to fucking the Benzy box.
Okay. Y'all continue the conversation. Give me 2 seconds.
That nigga said the Benzy box.
Oh, come on. So you remember back in the days everybody wanted the Benzy box? Or the fucking face tape that you just put on the fucking funniest shit?
Yeah.
That's how you can tell that's the sign of a fucking terrible society.
The busy box is throwback for real.
Nigga say, yo, my neighborhood is so bad, I have to remove the music and take it with me because somebody might steal this shit.
Right.
Ain't that some bullshit?
That's crazy. I think I only knew one motherfucker that had one. That's the crazy part.
Nah, man, the Benzy was the shit. All the niggas had the Benzy, but I pull that shit out, and then you walking down the street with your holding your Benzy. Nigga, come on, nigga, like you fly and shit. Walking down the street with your fucking vehicle appliances and shit. The bullshit. But, you know,
it's about like
evolution.
About like, what's the shit when the pull out came out?
Whoa. All I heard was you pull out. I'm like, whoa, I thought we was off of that topic.
You don't remember that?
I don't know
the radio, you had to pull out for motherfuckers wouldn't steal any shit in your car. Yeah, the damn, it was a Kenwood. It was a, basically.
That's the Benzy box.
You unplug, you pull that motherfucker out, and then you just got your damn shit in your hand.
Yeah. You walk around with the shit. You got to stick the shit in and plug it in and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, snap it back into place. Yeah, nigga.
Yep.
That was
because the Benzy box, it was a little bit different. That damn Kenwood, that motherfucker came out. That shit right there was hard. Because, like, the front of the radio was damn clear and shit. And, when you plug it back up, that shit lit up all them damn, the, like, little weird and shit. That shit was fly as fuck.
It did look pretty. You know what I'm saying? It made your fucking, your 88 Grand Am look real fucking special.
This nigga said Grand Am. Dog. Man, that was one of my dream cars back in the day. Those bitches was fly.
You heard me? Or fuck around and be think you knew about speed and get a Grand Prix. I mean, come on, son, stop playing.
Yeah, because them damn Grand Ams, them motherfuckers was ready. Them be, especially the one that came with the turbo on it already. Them motherfuckers was bad.
Niggas ain't need no fucking Benz back in the day. Niggas was like, listen, all I need is a fucking Pacer. Give me a used fucking, you know what I'm saying? A Datsun.
A Datsun.
No, they ain't gonna use Datsun. Fuck that.
Yeah,
any more life lessons.
My mama had one. It was a hatchback, and she fucked around. She had it. My stepdad had a fucking Cutlass, and so they would park the Datsun and shit because it was the clutch in that motherfucker was fucked up, and like. When you change gears, you had to hold that motherfucker in place, you know what I'm saying, while you drive, because you didn't, that motherfucker would pop out. Man, they fucked around and left me at the crib one day. They went to the beach, and this chick called me. She was talking real nasty. You going to come see me? You going to come see me? Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, yo, I ain't got no way to come see this chick. She is 35 minutes away. I can't ride the 10 speed, nigga. I got to get the kids to the doctor. Man, you talking about somebody, that shit made my arm strong as fuck. Change them damn gears, trying to hold that motherfucker when you get to that last gear so that motherfucker won't pop out. With no tag, no lost tag on the car too, girl.
This nigga was like, fuck that, I'm going to make this run. Get me some of this fuck.
Yo, I had to get the draws, dog. I wrote lost tag on that motherfucker. Your car, the motherfucker was smoking up a damn storm because one of the rings in the joint was fucked up. But that damn clutch was so bad, man. Shit, I had to make that motherfucker work, boy. And to this day, I never knew I took the car, but if she listening to this, you know now.
Now the question is this: was the pussy worth it?
Hell yeah. Nigga, I was sneaking out on that motherfucker, sneaking down there on the regular, man. That's back then when the police, you know what I'm saying, they didn't give a fuck. They wouldn't damn sweat you for your damn car and shit, like your tag and shit. Because I know I had that lost tag on that motherfucker for a minute where I was pushing the fuck out of that doctor until I got my car.
This nigga.
Hey, you had to make it work, man. It was the 90s, dog.
Nigga blaming on a decade.
For real.
Nigga blame his morals on a decade. Then, ain't that some shit?
Hey, back then, boy, it was pussy or die. Not get rich.
Okay, Bill Cosby. Nigga used the same defense as Bill Cosby did. I know this shit ain't fucking going to be good for you. Yo, all right, sidebar. What's up with your boy R. Kelly?
Oh, he's done. And I just had a heated argument with these dumbass chicks, man, in this group. They talking about it ain't fair because they kept saying, what's his name? Jerry Lee Lewis and all them white people, Elvis Presley, all of them had dated, they were married to young girls. I said, yeah, they married young girls. They were pedophiles, but they only had one. This nigga had a whole goddamn zoo. You know what I'm saying? He had them in cages and shit. Like, they didn't have no cages with them bitches. They just married one young ass girl. And they kept pushing. Like, this motherfucker had these bitches in cages and rooms locked up and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. That's a big fucking difference.
Indeed. Unless you're scared of shit, and then it's not.
Okay, I'm back.
Yeah, we was, real quick, we were just talking about your boy, R. Kelly.
What about him?
And then he's facing 837 years.
That motherfucker gonna get life.
In 2 months.
And I guarantee you, when they give you the thing, I'm gonna give him 2 weeks, maybe 3. He gonna kill himself. I hate to say that, but he gonna kill himself because that motherfucker can't take that kind of. He can't lay down for that long, man. That's a lot of pressure. That motherfucker already what 50, and he like 51 or some shit like that.
He's gonna die now.
Yeah, that's what I say. He'll wind up killing himself. That's why I said these stupid ass black people talking about some it ain't fair and this, that, and the third. Like, this nigga had, you can't compare him to Elvis and all them white people. They only had one chick that was young. This nigga had a whole zoo.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, what it was, when they were showing this shit, all them motherfuckers in his house, he had them in cages and locked up in rooms and shit. They couldn't eat and all this other bullshit. No, nigga.
Yo, you think?
And then that nigga sitting up in jail. I don't mean it. Ain't that how that song goes?
I don't mean it.
I bet that motherfucker standing there looking in the mirror, saying damn to himself. And they talking about some, it's fucked up. Bill got off. I was like, yeah, them stupid bitches didn't have enough evidence. They waited too damn late. This nigga right here, even though to me, I think the parents should get some time too, because they was dumb enough to let the damn kids go off there.
How about that?
Okay. I definitely agree about that. Because they shouldn't have been able to go. No. You sold your child to the highest bidder, which was R. Kelly.
and he was paying the motherfuckers nice, and they got their money stopped. That's what it was. And then them bitches was already, they was addicted then. They was like, fuck that, we ain't coming home. We stand with Kels.
I'm all right with. And then people are like, you can separate the artist and the issue. Some of them songs was about little girls.
Yeah, a lot of them fucking songs was about damn kids. This shit crazy. Like, I mean, I ain't gonna front. The nigga's pen is lethal. Like, he got some jams.
He can't read nor write.
Somebody was writing that shit for his stupid ass. Well, my thing is,
oh Lord, why you so loud?
I wonder why the boy that he supposed to have, why ain't he said nothing yet? Since they outed his ass.
I don't know. But what?
Oh, Ron, October the 17th, new Versus, KRS-One versus Big Daddy Kane on Versus. That's some shit.
Who told you this?
They already posted it on the Instagram.
Big Daddy Kane versus KRS-One.
Yep.
Wow.
Kane gonna lose because he ain't got enough hits.
You sound a little silly, my guy.
I mean, I'm just saying, because KRS-One dropped that damn Boom Bap album. It's over with.
You need to put a nice little wage on this? And we can do a make it something fun. We can do something fun.
Joke, that's my favorite rapper.
I'm telling you, it's something about the Brooklyn niggas.
I forgot you a Brooklynite. You don't fuck with the Bronx.
Huh? What was it? What'd you say?
Ron, go back to Brooklyn Knight. I forgot. It's Brooklyn versus the Bronx.
Right. I wasn't paying attention. Once y'all start talking about shit, I ain't interested in, I'd be too
hit up. Kevin, we be doing the same thing when y'all start talking about wigs and shit like that.
Oh, I know one thing we need to talk about. We got to get Keisha Taylor into TikTok rehab.
Yes,
no,
you.
I think there was something wrong with her phone that day because it only came through
your phone.
Once.
It's too many.
It was only one that it came through.
TikTok, she is a TikTok queen. We got to get her in the room. It's
not an intervention,
Chris.
Not an intervention. I will leave my friend alone because she's not here to defend herself.
Crazy. Because you usually get them during working hours. So my question is, what the fuck are you doing during working hours if you have the ability to just be sending link after link after link to
breaks. People get breaks, nigga. They ain't always on work. They breaking sometimes. Don't you take a break when you at work?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. She takes breaks. But I think with that one, it just, I don't know why it was coming through that way, but it only came through once. That's why I was like, wait, why does she keep sending TikTok? The fuck is wrong with her? Like, I said it to myself. I did. I'm not going to lie. What's wrong with her? Stop. Today. But then I realized, like, wait a minute. It's still the same one. I think it's just something wrong with her phone. See, if you all would have did the same thing, I'm like, same thing. I think there's something wrong with your phone. Anyway, y'all, I'm tagged. Shit.
I'm motherfucking tired. I ain't never in my life. This is, normally I'm tired after a 3 or 5 day trip. This 3 day trip took some shit out of me. I don't know what it was, but it took something out of my spirit. I don't know.
Oh.
I hate motherfuckers at this point. These 2 days, I don't want to do nothing but homework and walk. I don't. If I got to be nice to somebody, I don't feel like it.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it.
So
why is it hot in here?
You get to pick and choose when you get to be nice.
Listen. If my husband's so goddamn dumb all the time, like I posted this morning saying, you know, if I had to, this morning, if I had an early report and somebody would have got acted stupid this morning, I was going to tell them how, where to go and how to get there. I felt this, like I said, I told her earlier, I felt the shift in my spirit. I was going to tell him, you know, you didn't go to hell. You know that, right? You didn't go to hell and get off my plane. And my captains would have supported me. Is it they getting on your nerves? Yep, you need me to put somebody else? Hey, listen. He would have supported every piece of anything that I would have suggested. It is hot in here. Why is it hot in this house?
Take off all your clothes. Oh, my bad. Yes, maybe.
I don't feel like it the weekend. I'm going to do homework and mind my business. How about that?
Whatever. Any more lessons?
Don't have any more lessons. Niggas ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Sorry.
Damn.
He's not then suck the dick.
Boy, perform that shit at the Super Bowl halftime. That would be so awesome.
Man, oh man, Ashevitz, I would be done. Oh, wait, Imaj, I got one.
Okay, great.
Sometimes fuck them children. Sometimes fuck them children. As parents, as adults, as guardians, sometimes we got to say, fuck them children. We need our own mental health time. We need our own peace of mind time. We need our own this, our own that. We can't give everything to these fucking children. Fuck them.
Okay. Well, yeah, sometimes, yeah. I get it.
Sometimes.
I get it. Sometimes. Not all.
Not even most. But sometimes, yes.
Just sometimes.
And it feels good when you say it too. Ooh, especially when they be thinking they grown and shit. You're like, bitch, you ain't even got no motherfucking job. How the fuck I'm supposed to be doing it? Oh, my bad. Let's call my daughter a bitch. Oh, well. She acting like that.
Oh, Lord.
See what I'm saying?
Oh, Lord. I ain't never done that.
Lucky you. I have in my head several times. Hey, look at this little bitch. Lord have mercy. So we on next week?
Yes, because I work at I put in to work at the store next week, but if they put me on the schedule, I don't know.
All right, question. Essence, right? WizKid.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all know that was a chick singing that shit, Tim's? Did you know that was a chick, or did it sound like a dude at first?
I thought that was a dude.
Wait a minute, I'm lost. What are you singing? What?
You know the song Essence by Wizkid?
You don't need no other body.
Yeah.
Right, I used to think that was
a dude. But then they did a remix with Justin Bieber.
Yeah, the fucking cracker fucking appropriator. Yeah, nobody asked him to show up with his non-fucking singing ass.
So, wait a minute.
The fucking perfectly good song.
I mean, the
dude
that's
rhyming, but the singer is a female.
The rest of it. The girl sings the chorus and the hook and stuff, right?
Right, but I thought that was a dude singing.
Damn.
Because the voice is not the most feminine voice in the world.
It damn sure ain't.
I thought that was a boy. I thought you was a boy, Damon.
Seemed like we were all fools. MC Rule number 4080, record company people are shady. Come on now.
Man, I want to order that shit so bad.
Have you heard?
How
right,
is
great.
The high school score?
Do I Die 2? Have you heard that?
Yes, and it's better than fucking Nas. I just had an argument about that shit.
Man, what we say?
Okay, AZ, you remember the rapper AZ, right? All right, the rapper AZ, Nas' homeboy, he's been working on this Do or Die Part 2 for years. And that shit is a fucking classic. Part 2 is a classic. Everybody was mad because we said it was better than Nas' new album, The King's Descent or whatever, 1 and 2. Nas, I ain't gonna front, lyrically, Nas' album is dope. Beat-wise, it's trash. AZ's album, from front to beginning to the end, that shit is banging. That shit is a classic.
Oh, AZ got a new record out now?
Yeah, that shit is fire. That shit is... And it's so dope because you know how some rappers, they try to make a part two to their classic album, and it never works. Like when Cuban Links, when Raekwon tried to do Cuban Links 2, it wasn't good. Cuban Links 3 was really good. He got to do part 2. Then when Jay-Z tried to do Blueprint 2, it didn't work. Blueprint 2 was trash.
Lord, I'm missing. Don't do that. No. See, I'm sitting here right now saying to myself, I can't really complain because I fucking did this to myself because I introduced the topic. But no, don't. Don't do that.
Yo, listen, I'm so motherfucking tired. Listen, when I get ready to take this melatonin, y'all just make sure I get up at 8 o'clock in the morning and go walking.
Crazy. Yo, why so bad I want to go to the casino?
What, the MG?
Like right now. Yep. DC, MGM.
Oh, well, go from there over there to that place then, nigga. Damn. I'm going to take myself to the casino bed royale.
You stupid, the bed royale.
Nigga, I have nothing left to give on this motherfucking day. Oh, my God. And guess how many flights I work today?
I'm going to the same place.
You want to say you're going to the casino bed royale?
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to end up going to. You know what I'm saying? The fucking fleet machine instead of the slot machine.
Yeah. Go on over there and sit on the sleep machine.
Whoa. I do not sit on things, young lady. I'm not one of those boys.
What? Oh, man. What the hell? Just went left.
Yeah, that escalated quickly.
Yeah, that just went left. Jesus.
A little misunderstanding there. My bad. But you meant something else. My apologies.
I'm not. No. I didn't think nothing else. You're cold spirit.
I have to finish this assignment on, what am I doing homework on? Probable cause and shit. Y'all, I promise y'all I won't be nobody's law enforcement, but I'm having to take all these law enforcement ass classes.
And what are your thoughts?
Huh?
And how do you feel about that?
I mean, it helps me have a great understanding.
Now stop fucking complaining.
But nigga.
Boom,
it's,
the slap
her
right leg. Just like that, Dre. Soon she, you know what I'm saying? Soon she starts talking that shit, the slap with a boom. It helps me with to stop fucking complaining. That's how you got to treat these women.
It just, what? Nigga. That is not how you treat no one. You better be glad I'm too tired to argue with you.
I appreciate your
advice.
Thank you, tiredness.
I'm trying to figure out what they fit cooking on Diners, Dive-Ins, and Drags. I'm thirsty, Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Are they making crepes?
I think I'm about to go get me a coffee. A quick run.
Who the fuck gets coffee at motherfucking midnight?
Exactly. Nobody but the police. Is this what you want to tell us?
Is
you a man?
I nigga on their way to the casino.
Well, go on to the casino and win us some motherfucking money then.
Nah, I'm going to bed. I'm going to sleep. I ain't got no money to do that.
See?
So go back around to me about 7:30 in the morning.
Nigga, make sure I'm up. Because, like I said, I need to go to the park in the morning. I got 10 pounds I need to lose real quick, and I need to be in the park every chance I get.
Listen, you take you a good fucking laxative, you get rid of 3-4 of them shits by itself.
My appetite suppressant helps do that anyway.
Oh, excuse me. You trying to say you're not full of shit? Is that what you're trying to say?
Nope. No. No. No,
oh, so you are fucking. Oh, okay.
No, I'm not. I'm too tired to argue. Nigga, I'm too tired. I don't want to. Do what I do. No. Oh, wait. You know what I gotta get? Let me set my alarm clock to make sure I get up and go walking, Lord. Y'all don't understand. You understand? I got goals and shit.
All right, woman. Cue that white woman.
Ass done.
Let me talk about it.
I'm about to. Let me go back to the tablet. I'm about to.
No, you ain't give me no motherfucking no tutorial, so I don't know, because I don't got no motherfucking. I ain't never asked. I ain't got no motherfucking. What she said about us, Jay? We ain't got no what? What she said about us?
Well, I tried it one time to do it, but I was all fucked up. Yeah, I got fired.
Maybe that's because you probably had popcorn grease on your fingers. Seemed like you touching the computer.
Oh, so there you go.
Wait, before we go, white woman. So how was the possum hunting on the other side of the country?
Not possum hunting on the side of the
Phoenix was dope as shit. Oh, God, I need to come up here and look at my room. That damn time change is a motherfucker. And then, I must admit, I got to apologize to the beast because being 110 at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, that shit makes you want to kill everybody, yo.
I kill everybody.
Yeah, I'm like, when you're in a hotel, like, shout out to their air conditioning people. Whoever their air conditioning people, they keep their motherfucking rooms icy fucking cold because you need it. But when you walk out that damn door, to get in the car, it's like he just bum rush your ass. Like it's just basically the heat.
So
is
nigga,
like,
so you walked into
Warriors.
The gates of hell.
Hell, that shit is like The Warriors, the movie The Warriors, and you just running all day long trying to get the fuck away from the goddamn heat, trying to survive the goddamn heat. What that shit was. Like, I looked at my phone, I said, I know goddamn well it is not fucking 110 degrees, not degrees, degrees at fucking 12 o'clock. Wait, and then we're at a restaurant, right? It's 110. Me and Chick Barnes was at a damn restaurant. Three motherfucking dudes come in with goddamn hoodies on and had the hoodies on. We were about to order our food. I looked at her. I said, yo. She said, what you talking about? I said, we got to go somewhere else to eat. She said, well, I said, that's 110 degrees outside. These three motherfuckers just came in there with hoodies on, with the hoodie on. No, they're about to kill up everybody. No, we got to go. We ain't about to make the news. Fuck that. No. Nah. Nah, son. Nah, we got to go. We got to go somewhere else to eat. And then, these motherfucking white people, the temperature dropped, Ron, 99 degrees. They talking about, whew, this show cooled off. That breeze feel good. I'm looking around like, this goddamn breeze I was talking about. Where's this fucking breeze at? And then I see, yeah, I apologize to Medusa. Now I see why she's angry half the time. It's hot.
I'm done.
But he didn't tell you about no pop.
This nigga was possum hunting and fucking triple digits.
100-degree weather.
100-degree weather. I'm done. All right, cue the white heifer then.
I'm not cueing the white heifer. Wait a minute. I had to pick the tablet back up.
This is the white heifer. Damn. All
right, so we'll be here next week. Same time, same place, different shenanigans. I won't be as tired as I am today, but I thank y'all for showing up on time, or slightly on time. Have a good night.
Slightly.
Be good, black people.
Deuces, y'all have a good one.